You know our slogan around here is better practice, better life. But we're taking this belief to the next level. And we've recently announced the creation of a new association. It's called the Best Practices Association. Our association celebrates the mindset that is better practice, better life. This mindset celebrates time, healthy living, personal growth, clinical excellence, and impacting the lives of your patients and your team through intentional leadership. In fact, we are the work-life balance experts in dentistry. The BPA will coach independent dental practices like yours to thrive by sharing best practices and operational habits, behaviors, systems, tools, and insight that lead to profitability and sustained growth, and you can still have a life. So if you're a dentist that wants to surround yourself with great thinkers, let us help you create your own version of better practice, better life. Go to actdental.com/BPA or hit the link in the show notes. Hey guys, you're watching the Best Practice Show. We take a look at the best business practices from the best dental practices all over the world. And if you're growing your dental practice, there are three key indicators, three important numbers you need to know to really grow that capacity, grow the hygiene, grow it overall that you're probably not looking at. And today we're going to show you exactly what those numbers are and how they can help you grow your hygiene department with my good friend, Curtis Marshall from Dental Intel, our chief data intelligence officer superhero. Do not miss this. Grab a pen and hit the share button. We'll see you in a second. Show. So thankful you guys are on. Thank you again for watching. Thank you for all of your shares, your comments. Keep adding them to the feed because we want you to get the most out of this. And even if you're watching it later on, please add your questions. And like I said, we're just so grateful for your feedback, your comments, and things you want to see. And one of the things you guys want to see are how do we grow our practice? And today we're going to be talking specifically about the hygiene aspect of your practice. And there are so many things that we take a look at. And I've got my good friend, Curtis Marshall, who's been, one of my coaches, one of my data expert. And I was referring to you as Obi-Wan. You're like the, you're like behind the force. So people have seen a little bit of you. And if somebody's watching for the first time, Curtis, tell us a little bit about who you are and what's Dental Intel and why you're so important to the call today.
Well, what's exciting, Kirk, thanks for having me. And the comments that everyone's been posting has been so fun to interact and become really friends and give good feedback to any questions down there. So please continue to do some more questions and comments below. But Dental Intel, we are the leaders in providing actionable data for offices to increase patient care, team performance, and patient profitability, or practice profitability. Those are the main things that we want to be increasing. And myself, I help educate on knowing what the numbers say, not necessarily what happened in the past. Because what happened in the past, we can't change it. I don't care, unless you're Marty McFly. I always say that. Unless you're Marty McFly, you can't change the past. So let's see what the numbers are telling us on what to do today.
Yeah. And we're going to talk about this a lot, but you and I have had this conversation consistently. Dentistry is becoming more intelligent, where a lot of great consultants like myself and even great practices have taken a look at data in the past as data that already happened, like you mentioned, but we struggled with how this data can be applied on a daily basis. And people are getting this. They're getting it really fast. Finally. And they're growing their practices. And it's so powerful. So tell us about how dentistry is changing when it comes to data.
Well, for the last 100 years, we've always been pulling reports. I mean, if you ask an office, hey, what reports do you typically pull? It's production, collection, and new patients. Mm-hmm. Well, if I look at last month and you produced $100,000, why? What happened? We just say, oh, well, let's try to do it again. Or that wasn't enough. We need to do better. Let's work harder, front desk. Right? numbers were just a reporting to either make us look bad or to make us look good. No more. We can now use intelligent information to tell us what to do today to take better care of our patients, make it easier on us, and make it more profitable in the practice.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's jump in there. You and I are going to cover a lot of different topics on the data because we could go forever on this, but really we talk about new patients so much. One of the things we're going to be talking about are the number of people that come into your practice or stay in your practice, but specifically stay in hygiene. So give us a little perspective on this because this number tells us a lot. And how does that differentiate between just an active patient account? I know that's many questions in one, but give us some perspective on that.
So key. So as you can see the title, I mean, we talked about active patients in the past and how active patients are anyone who's been in the practice in the last 18 months, right? Mm-hmm. We want to know what's happening in the last 18 months. How many patients have been in your practice? That's an active patient. Well, today the whole topic and discussion is on active hygiene patients. We want to increase our hygiene patients. And so with that being said, we typically look at just new patients. Well, what about those patients that come in as a new patient and leave without scheduling for hygiene? What, Kirk, what type of people are those? What type of patients are new patients that come into practice but then don't schedule for hygiene?
Yeah, those are patients oftentimes where offices are just so focused on the restorative needs, but those are transient patients because they get lost in the whole process. And we often don't think, well, we have so many new patients, but they don't stay. So having the hygiene appointment linked to their record is critically important. And I just want to go back to one more thing because I am so excited about this stuff. Active patients, just so we're clear, are people that have been in your practice in the last 18 months.
Correct.
We're going to be talking about active hygiene patients, which are people that have been in hygiene in the last 18 months, correct? And then we're also going to be talking about people that are scheduled in the future in hygiene, which is an important indicator of where you're trending.
So key. So the first portion is, hey, we want to increase our hygiene department. Well, it all starts with new patients. Mm-hmm. That's the way we get new patients in. And let's just look at a quick number here. This is a number you can pull in your office, but this is a number that we have on the Dental Intel dashboard. Now, on here, this is telling us last month in February, this office had, now Kirk, how many new patients did they have?
In height, wait, go back, 56.
56 new patients. Probably spent a lot of money on marketing. They probably also had a lot of patients refer their friends and family, okay? Mm-hmm. Well, out of those 56, what percentage or how many got rescheduled into hygiene? This is a number no one's been looking at in the past.
Right.
Out of your new patients, how many of those are coming back in for hygiene? In this office, they had 32% or 18 patients out of, I had to move your beautiful face there out of the way. Out of 56 new patients, 18 got reappointed for hygiene.
Right.
This is a GP practice. Mm-hmm. Now, if they were like all dentures, I'd understand. This is interesting. Okay, that's the reason.
Right.
Well, why? Why are these people not being rescheduled? Typical answer? What would be the typical answer? I mean, you're in offices a lot. What would be the typical answer of why a new patient does not reschedule for hygiene?
Well, I would say there's two, and I want you to add to this, is number one, the team members haven't been trained really well on how important this is, because we can't help you, doc, if you don't tell us that it's an important component of bringing people in. Because again, we're taking in the new patient, and a lot of times heading straight for the restorative work, and there's no appointment, and then you follow up with them when they don't say yes, and it's all about the restorative work. That's number one. Number two is, if you don't know the number, it's not important. So actually, Curtis, if I wasn't looking at this as a dentist, I'd go, it isn't important. We get all of them. Well, the truth is nobody gets all of them. And if you show me this, that I got 56 new patients last month, but I only had 18 scheduled hygiene appointments, I'm going to experience some chest pain. Now, the other thing I'm noticing, which you probably won't go into, is let's look at the actual net result of last month. I got 56 new patients. I recaptured 8, which means I took 8 that weren't in, haven't been in the practice, and I lost 71. My growth was -7. Okay, what the heck am I spending all this money on marketing? And now what you're going to do as a dentist is you're going to go more billboards, more billboards, more billboards. Well, the back door is wide open. People are leaving your practice in droves.
Yes. And that's what we talked about last time. This is such a good metric to understand the growth of your active patient. But today we are going to stay, we're going to keep it in. We're going to keep it in close on hygiene. Because this, you are absolutely right. If there's an office, if you can show me with or without dental intel that you had all patients within a month time frame, all new patients that rescheduled for hygiene, I'll give you $100, Kirk.
Right.
Kirk, any office that can show me this, I'll give them $100.
And I'll double down on that. I'll give them $200 so they get $300 out of the deal. Now, wait. I can't help myself, Curtis, because I got to go there. So I was talking to a dentist this week who's a great one. And he doesn't know these numbers. All he knows is he produces about $1.5 million. And he, you know, his overhead's 50%, which is great. It's great. He got a great life. But he doesn't know that his patient base has been shrinking over time. And he's got like 850 active patients. And he was thinking it was like 12 or 1300. Here's what I'm trying to say. If you're a dentist watching this, the net result of your practice is it has to grow. And if I'm a broker or anyone's going to come in and buy your practice, I'm going to look at this trend and go, this is a dying practice. I know you're producing a lot, doc, but man, this better be real live people that have pulses, that have hygiene appointments, because I can't buy your practice when you produce all that. And you're only going to give me 800 patients because I can't produce like you can produce. So this is so important as a selling dentist and as a buying dentist that you have a business that's growing.
And as taking care of your patients. That's the big thing here.
That's okay. The big thing.
Yep. All right. So 18 of these new patients got in the future hygiene appointment. Great. The other ones, they may have got restorative. Fantastic. Well, guess what happens? After 18 months after the restorative appointment, they disappear and they become one of these lost patients.
Right.
That's what's happening nationwide. So let's stop it. Let's be aware and improve our new patients that come in the office. Let's get them a future hygiene appointment. Know where you are so you can improve. The fact that you're 32% in this office, doesn't matter. That's where they are. Let's get better. Let's get to 45%, then 55%. Let's just become better today than we were yesterday.
Yeah. You and I talk about this all the time, but it's not about perfection. It's about progress. And it really gives you a sense of belonging. It gives you a sense of confidence. So all progress starts with telling the truth first. You got to tell the truth, which means you got to get dental intel plugged into your practice so you know the truth, because if you don't have the data, you don't know the truth. But keep going, buddy. I want to go into each one of these. So guide us, because I can monopolize this whole conversation because this is so powerful. But I don't want to.
I love what you're doing. And anybody who says it's all about progress, not, what'd you say? It's all
perfection.
About progress. It's not about perfection. It's about progress. You need to say, by Kirk. You need to make sure to say that, because that's a really good line, Kirk.
Well, it's not my line.
All right, so that's the first number. So we're going to give you really four different numbers to be tracking today. The first one is how many patients, new patients, left with a hygiene appointment. That's the first number we want to be aware of, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the second number we're going to be aware of is right up here. And it's your active hygiene patients. These are patients, not just that are active patients that have had a hygiene patient appointment ever. These are patients who have had a cleaning appointment, D1110, D1120, 4910, SRP. They've had a cleaning in the last 18 months. So as we can see, and as we discussed last time, they're active patients. Kirk, how many active patients do these guys have?
2631.
Okay. So these are the patients that have a few, any patient who's been in the office in the last 18 months.
Right.
Out of those patients, 2,000, almost 2,100 have been in for hygiene. Second number to know. The reason why this is important is because this number we want to be growing. You were just saying you spoke to an office, and this is a number that they're starting to track. Why do they want to increase the number of hygiene patients?
Right. Because it shows us. Well, here, let me go back to this, because I was telling you about this. This is a young female practice that we coach. And I was just so much enjoying their morning huddle and their team meeting today, because they were tracking from week to week if the practice was growing. The active number of patients, is that trending up? How many patients have we had in hygiene? And then how many patients are actually scheduled pre-appointment in hygiene, the number and the percentage? And they were saying, growing by 7, growing by 5. And it's a constant conversation that's so cool. So back to your question is, when you measure it and you report on it, it significantly improves. You know, what gets measured gets improved. But when you're reporting on it every week, everyone knows they are part of the solution. And we always say this in our coaching program, every person has to believe they can influence the situation. So while I'm a team member at the front, I can't just say this is their problem. We are working together so that every day when we report that, it's going up.
So that's probably one of the greatest things. If you don't take away anything from any of these podcasts or any of these Facebook lives, it is that we need to know why it's important. It's right. Not just go do better. Well, I did better. I did better on confirming people. I did better on checking my email. I did better on going to lunch on time. But those things don't matter. The things that matter are, how am I going to increase patient care? How am I going to increase team and performance? And how am I going to increase office profitability?
Right. In that order.
Yep.
So very right, well
so
said.
Thanks for sharing that about the active hygiene patients too with that office. Yeah. I'm just running down as we're talking here because battery decided to go low on me real quick.
Hey, you so got to stay plugged. Go ahead. Keep going.
Yeah. Active hygiene patients. This is a really good, important number to be looking at. And once again, it's hygiene patients that have been in the had a cleaning in the last 18 months. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's the second number. Third number is right here. This third number is hygiene pre-appointment. Kirk, we've talked about this in the past. Tell us what it is.
All right. So hygiene pre-appointment is the actual percentage of your patients that are pre-appointed for hygiene appointment. Did I get that right as far as the description of that?
That are currently
scheduled.
The biggest word to be putting in there.
Wait, let me go back. It's percentage of active patients that are currently scheduled, correct?
Active of hygiene patients.
Oh, just active, of hygiene.
So a patient who has been in hygiene department in the last 18 months okay. that currently has a hygiene appointment. Let's just do a test here. Okay. I'm your patient. I'm a hygiene patient. Mm-hmm. And I have not had a cleaning in 3 years.
Okay.
But today I schedule for a cleaning in two days. In 2 days in the future, I have a cleaning. Am I part of this hygiene pre-appointment percentage in that scenario?
Oh, you're going to put me in the spot, aren't you?
I am.
But they aren't. Well, they weren't, but now they are. So gosh, no. Would I say no? Or
you're absolutely right.
Okay.
You're absolutely right. This number is saying out of your active hygiene patients who have been in the office last 18 months, how many of those have a future appointment? Now, granted, I do now have a future appointment. It's a hygiene appointment. It's a future appointment. I am part of this number.
Right.
Because I now have a future appointment and I'm part of the active patient base right there.
Right.
So well, in that case, I am.
Look at the fall off though. You're going from 2,600 active patients, only 2,000 of them are active, and of the 2,000, 58%. So as you can see, the trickle down effect is exponential. This isn't 58% of 2,600, it's 58% of 2,000, which is a low number to begin with.
Which is why, Kirk, this is so important, which is why offices, they start to trend, and I'm actually going to stop sharing just for a second. They start to trend up for the first 5 years. We're seeing this nationwide. First 5 years, they trend up on production. And then they're flatline.
Right.
They're pretty much stagnant. They hit a plateau. Sometimes they hit some bumps and whatnot of more production. But their effort does not stop. After 5 years, they keep working harder and harder and harder and harder and harder, but their production plateaued because they are losing patients, just like you saw, active hygiene patients, and then it goes down to active hygiene patients, and then it goes from active hygiene patients to hygiene patients with a future appointment. All those numbers keep dropping us down.
Yeah.
And if we're not tracking those first three numbers we just discussed, new patients that leave with a hygiene appointment, number of active hygiene patients, and the percentage of those hygiene patients that have a future hygiene appointment as of today.
Okay, let me ask you a question on this, because I watched a team do this morning. Would you suggest that everyone discusses these three metrics every day, every week? What have you found to be best practices?
They should know them. Okay. As far as what they should be discussing every day, we're going to look at that here. That's the third. That's going to be our fourth and final number.
Okay.
Something to be looking at every day. But for these numbers, I mean, if I increase this from 2076 to 2077, it's not a great job. It's one. Although it's fantastic if that's one more patient that we just saved in hygiene, right? We got them back into hygiene. That's great. But that number is more over time, and we can see a trend, just like you mentioned. It's really important to be looking at trends. Are we trending up? Are we trending down? What's happening? But as far as a daily basis goes, you could be looking at this number on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, we want to make sure all of our hygiene patients leave with a hygiene appointment. And that's our last, fourth, and final number we're going to be looking at.
Right, right. So, as I listen to you, that would be so important to do every morning huddle. Just say, hey, look, we had two new patients yesterday, both of them scheduled for a hygiene appointment. So that was 100%, you know, or four. What a great metric to report on every day in that respect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So as far as every day, there would be, just use the sandwich effect. The first number we talked about and the last number we're going to talk about.
Right.
Those two would be really good. The other two, you want to see what's happening, but it wouldn't be reporting every day.
That is great coaching. So give us the last one, which is critically important, but it isn't more important than pre-appointment. It's secondary to pre-appointment, right?
Yeah, which is interesting here, Kirk, because this is the last number we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, if you talk to an office that is tracking hygiene, typically the only number out of these four numbers is how many patients are leaving with a future hygiene appointment.
Right.
That's all they're tracking. That's what reappointment means. It means that they left with a hygiene appointment.
Yep.
Okay.
Now, tell us why, because you mentioned this before. Why is this not the most important metric? Because there's stuff that can happen.
Exactly. So here's a good example right here. This office had 228 patients last month in hygiene. 155 of them rescheduled for hygiene. Now, granted, as of today, this is only 1 month later, but as of today, we have less patients rescheduled. If we add 67 plus 155, that does not equal 228. That equals what? Like 223?
22. Is that 222?
Or 222. Thank you. 222. So they got five more
six.
So
yeah.
Six more patients. Geez, who's the numbers guy now, Kirk? You're taking over that role. They had six more patients that they didn't leave with an appointment, but as of today, they now only have 67 of the 228 with a future appointment. But over time, something happens.
Mm-hmm.
For example, right now I'm in an airport, right? And right now, I didn't know I was going to go on this trip. If I had my cleaning tomorrow, I'd have to do something. I'd have to call my office and tell them, sorry, I'm not coming in.
Right.
And if they're not rescheduling those patients, what happens is the number of patients with a future hygiene appointment, the pre-appointment percentage starts to decrease.
Right. Right.
So that's where those two relate, as you're mentioning.
Yeah. That is so critical, you know, and you also have the added impact of no shows and cancellations, which can sometimes skew the reappointment numbers. There's just a lot of things that can happen, and having a good sense of why these numbers and these dots all connect gives you a sense of confidence that you're building a practice that works. Now, let me add some context to this, because some of you might be watching and go, well, these are numbers. Look, the bottom line is you have to grow a practice of the patients you're looking to grow your practice with. And these metrics allow you to focus on the people maybe that are fee for service, you know, all these things that they're growing, and you're not succumbing to the winds that blow and go, I need more new patients. And you sign up for less desirable plans to flood your practice with all the, and then you get mad and you want to freak out on everybody on your team. Well, this is your job. And every business does this. They know what type of clientele they're going on. So let me give you a big example. Curtis, you're flying what airline? What are you flying?
Southwest today.
You're flying Southwest, which means you probably got in the A preferred line. They probably have a private entrance to the plane for somebody like you. You fly so much. Do you know what I mean? And it's not that you get treated any less, greater respect. They just know Curtis spends 80 to 90% more, maybe 300% more than the other people do. And that's a big part of this, is that you as a dental practice need to be putting your energy into people that are already there. And you're being focused on keeping them there for a long period of time. And without the numbers, you don't know them.
Well, and here's the biggest thing, Kirk. We are always saying, oh, hey, I need more new patients. Why? Because we don't have the dentistry. We want more production. But ultimately, it's difficult. It's very difficult. I don't know the percentages of the nation that typically go in for a hygiene appointment, but it's low.
Right.
Because we're busy and we don't understand, as a public, we're busy and we don't understand the necessary need to go get my teeth cleaned by somebody else when I can just use a toothbrush and do it myself.
Right.
Those are these patients that we just missed out on in this office. The new patients that came in because my tooth hurts. All right, well, let's fix your tooth. And the office does not even educate the team, the patient, saying, hey, by the way, if you would have been coming in for us twice every year, you wouldn't be in this pain. Oh, and by the way, and I'm not the best on this verbiage. This is something that definitely you are a master at, Kirk. You and your team members are a master at teaching team members, hey, this is how to increase this number. All I'm doing is saying, nationwide, no one is paying attention to this until they now know about it, which is everybody watching today.
Right. So, and then Curtis, can you just go up to the top? I just want to show one more thing. Yep. And really, you don't even need to be a master at first with your language. Language helps, but show the ReCare circle. I know we're not talking about that today, but that ReCare circle, that is kind of the big picture. And as you can see, of all the people that have fallen out of the ReCare schedule, this usually freaks out most dentists. They're like, oh my goodness. Bottom line is, all the net of this is that 1,364 of the people you love have left your office, and you didn't even kick them out. They walked out, you know, without some type of an appointment. So I want to go back to what I said before, Curtis, because you were talking about verbal skills. Really, it starts with this. Just know the number. That's the first place to start. Then secondly, you have smart people with you around the table. You could say, hey, look, let's just see how we collectively can improve the numbers day to day and never let go of the fact that we got to provide great care first.
Kirk, and everyone out there, remember that your team members are amazing. But when we tell them to do better, they're going to do better, but not necessarily what you think they're going to do better or what you want them to do better at, because you don't know what to do better at. So you're just saying to do better.
Right.
If we tell them, hey, I want you to make sure that this number goes down. We want our active patients to have a future appointment. Oh, well, I can think of four different things now, doctor, that I can do today to make sure that my active patients we've seen last 18 months, that they have a future appointment.
Right.
So, team, I want you to make sure that all of our new patients who come in the office, that they get a future hygiene appointment. I don't care if they came in for hygiene or not. They have a future hygiene appointment, because if they say hey, yes to hygiene, they'll say yes to other treatments.
Yep.
So now they can do it. Go ahead.
Yeah. And last but not least, scroll down to the bottom there, Curtis, you know, after all that's been covered, let's focus on the people that are here today and making sure they leave with an appointment. Now, I've got hours and hours of this, but I'm going to give you a simple little tip that's a takeaway. If you've been watching this, this is a great little tidbit. It's a great little pearl. So people always go, well, how do I do that? Here's the key. It's the bib. Keep the bib on the patient. It's like the seatbelt. Watch. You know, the most important part of any vehicle is not the driving, it's not the GPS, it's the seatbelt. The bib is the seatbelt. Try it. Just keep the bib on and get the hygiene appointment, because you know this, if your hygienist watches, the second you took off the bib, it's like, they're out of there. They don't move until say, all right, we're all done. Here's a couple things I want you to focus on. Now, let's get your next, don't ask them either. Don't say, would you like to? Just say, I'm going to get your next appointment scheduled. Keep the bib on. You'll see they won't move. It's like a 700-pound weight, and you're doing it for their benefit. Remember that. And then you're going to see how easy that is. This little one-cent thing, we could argue the bib is worth $1 million. It is. It's a million dollar piece of equipment. Keep it right on there. People are like, it costs a penny. No, it's $1 million piece of equipment. Put it on there. Keep it on there. Keep them scheduled. Hopefully this stuff is helpful to you. But the bottom line is this, Curtis, let's circle this back. You got to know these four numbers on a regular basis. The first one and the fourth one are the ones you're going to report every week. Be cognizant of the middle two. And I would say last but not least, be very aware that the people around the table, they can help you. They're not your enemies. They're not incompetent. They're very smart people. We just have to give them the tools and the insight to know how to help.
Beautifully said. And doctors, the more, like Kirk said, it's not about perfection, it's about progress.
Amen. Amen. So if you're watching this and you don't have this kind of information, now obviously you could get this information on your own, figure it out. You know, Eaglesoft, Dentrix, Open Dental, they all have instructions. You can do this on a regular basis and fill your own spreadsheet. And if you don't like that, you like the ease of having a dashboard where you can see it on your phone. You know, Rob Ritter and Ramsey were telling us their team members all have it on their phone. They can see it on a daily basis. Your company offers a snapshot where you can just plug it in. It takes 5 minutes and everybody can have this information in front of us. Tell us what the snapshot.
No charge. Okay. This is something that, hey, I want you to at least see this number. Remember, we threw out Kirk and I threw out a bounty for anyone in a full month period that had 100% hygiene, new patients with a future hygiene appointment. You're going to get one and plus $200, $300.
Yeah, you're a cheapskate, Curtis. I'm only giving $100. I'm going to give $200.
So with that, now what we're going to do is we can look at your data, no charge. And if you have that, it's done. But let's see where you're at. Whether you get dental intern or not, that's not the point. The point is we want to take better care of our patients. We want to track all of our new patients that come in, make sure they get a future hygiene appointment. We want to track all of our active hygiene patients. Out of those hygiene patients, how many have a future appointment as of today, and how many new hygiene patients left with a future appointment in your office?
Right. It's awesome, buddy. You got to know this stuff. It makes dentistry all that much more fun. And let me add a third incentive. You guys get anybody gets 100. I'm going to call you the single best hygiene reappointment or, you know, a verbal skill team ever. I'm going to get a play myself with my video team. We're going to come video what you guys do, because obviously you've learned a few lessons that the rest of the world hasn't figured out. And that way we can all help each other. So the challenge is there. Let's do it. So
it's out there. Go get it, guys.
Let's go get it. So Curtis, thank you so much, buddy. I'm so grateful because you are traveling from one location to the next, that you pause and give us your expertise, which I greatly value. You teach me something every single time we get together, and I'm just crazy grateful. And if you're watching this, you found this valuable, which I know you did, do us a favor. Just hit the share button, share it with your friends. And keep adding questions to the feed. We'll get back to you and answer those. And until we see you next time, keep watching the Best Practice Show. You guys have a great rest of your day.